Mr. President, distinguished delegates. Last Saturday, February 24th, marked exactly 2 years since the beginning of a totally unprovoked and unjustified military aggression against Ukraine carried out by Russia, a permanent member of the United Nations Security Council, a nuclear weapon possessor state, and a member of a conference on disarmament. Every day we are facing destruction of residential buildings, critical infrastructure, schools and hospitals across the whole of Ukraine. Thousands of Ukrainian civilians and soldiers lost their lives defending their homeland or simply being casualties of a brutal war. Moreover, Moscow's regime does not hesitate to eliminate physically its political opponents, Russian citizens. In this context, the message from this conference should be absolutely clear. Russia remains the biggest and most direct threat to global peace and security. Russia is destroying the rules-based international order with multilateralism at its core. On the other hand, it is the Ukrainians whose heroism and commitment stand for the principles we are deeply attached to: freedom, international order, and universal values. Ukraine has an absolute right to defend itself, and we have to do the utmost to support Ukrainians in this fight. We condemn Russia's aggression in the strongest possible terms. We reaffirm our full support for Ukraine's independence, sovereignty, and territorial integrity within its internationally recognized borders. It is absolutely clear that international relations must not be based on the use of force. Russia's attack on Ukraine, ongoing campaign of persistent missile, drone, rocket, and artillery attacks, mobilization of Russian armed forces, and aggressive rhetoric on nuclear weapons have broad and long-lasting implications for efforts related to arms control, disarmament, and non-proliferation. This topic has determined discussions in all international fora over the last months, and also quite recently during the annual Munich Security Conference. Unfortunately, Russia also benefits from the support of other members of the Conference of Disarmament. Purported deployment of non-strategic nuclear weapons on the territory of Belarus is clear evidence of this specific alliance. For this purpose, Belarus changed not only its military doctrine, but also its constitution. We are witnessing export of kamikaze drones to Russia produced by Iran. Ballistic missiles are shipped to Russia from DPRK to attack not only Ukrainian military forces, but first and foremost to terrorize cities and civilians. There is no doubt that Russia is aware of a swaying wave of justified criticism expressed by the international community. That is why Russian diplomacy has recently deliberately blocked on such a scale participation of the observers from the European Union and NATO countries to the Conference of Disarmament. Public words of truth regarding its hostile and war-oriented policy is indeed something that Russia must be fearful of. Russian obstruction-oriented approach is also visible on the other fora related to global and regional security. The last piece of evidence is de-ratifying of the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty, one of the most important pillars of nuclear non-proliferation and disarmament. This year, here in Geneva, the birthplace of multilateral diplomacy, the second preparatory committee to the review conference of the NPT Treaty will take place. We do realize how delicate matter is currently in the hands of Kazakh chair due to our own experience from 2018. Our expectations are realistic. We would welcome substantial discussion which would pave the way for the last preparatory committee in 2025 to get the necessary ground for the 2026 NPT review conference. At this stage, it is premature to envisage the results of a review conference. However, we do believe that a third consecutive failure is not an option for the NPT itself, which remains one of the last anchors of non-proliferation and disarmament architecture. At the same time, many pressing WMD disarmament challenges needed to be addressed accordingly. The fate of the last existing arms control instrument, the new START, is uncertain, and prospects for strategic stability dialogue are dim, especially after Russia's blunt response to the US proposal in this regard last December. Chances to relaunch the joint comprehensive plan of action or agree on a possible new agreement reflecting the new realities are not very high either. We are especially concerned that the IAEA cannot comprehensively verify the Iranian nuclear program. On the other hand, we praise the agency and its director general for the role they play in verifying the situation around Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant being under Russian occupation. Poland, politically as well logistically, actively supports the agency in fulfilling its mandate under these extremely difficult circumstances. Meanwhile, DPRK is continuing its missiles and nuclear programs in blatant violation of the UN Security Council resolutions. Beyond any doubt, its intention to develop further the means to deliver nuclear weapons and develop nuclear weapon capabilities is a threat not only to the region, but also to all countries that subscribed to the principles of non-proliferation. We should therefore continue our effort for the complete and verifiable denuclearization. Russian invasion of Ukraine, understandably of the utmost importance for Poland, is obviously not the only matter of concern for us with regard to the security dimension on the globe. The situation in the Gaza Strip remains extremely alarming, and Poland, like many others, is of the view that a break in hostilities is necessary to improve dramatic humanitarian conditions in Gaza and to increase prospects for the release of hostages. We are hopeful that a diplomatic solution will finally prevail. To conclude, Poland's record in non-proliferation and disarmament is strong, and even in those difficult times, we will continue being equal to the task of doing our utmost to respond to today's challenges, being realistic and aware of limitations at the same time. Let me assure you that Poland will continue taking its share, actively contributing to efforts in this regard, including in the noble forum of a conference on disarmament. Thank you very much.